following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee, episode 289. Happening this time out. Thank you for downloading, streaming, listening, whatever it is that you do to do it. Hey, I just saw this. A handy little tip for you friends. If you have this is not an ad. That's coming up in a little while. If you have a subscription to Audible, you can cancel that. Go get you a library card from your local library, and then get onto Libby, Libby. You can download audiobooks till the cows come home, just like that. And just thought I'd hip you to it. They're not paying me for that. I just saw it and thought, because I know a lot of people that do that. They like their downloaded books, their audio books. There's some good stuff that's out there. You can go to Libby and put in your library card information, and boom, you're there. It doesn't cost you a dime. How about that? People argue over the dumbest things. Another observation of mine. We've talked about this before, the whole Chick-fil-A sandwich thing. Whatever. Popeyes rolled one out this week. Everybody got all worked up too, man. And it's been funny to watch the spat on social media on who's got the better chicken sandwich now. And I know it's all fun and games, and it's sort of tongue in cheek, and it's whatever it is. It's, you know, but still, we argue over the dumbest things. We really do. We've moved beyond political argument. That's always going to be a thing. I mean, sure, no matter who's the topic, whoever the human being or person that might be in the White House, for example, there's always going to be an argument. That's the way it's always going to be that way. But notwithstanding that, there's that whole business of really, you know, the chicken sandwich. I had a conversation with some friends the other night about mayonnaise. People draw lines on that shit. They really do. Bring that up at a conversation sometime. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip, and you watch what happens there, and then step out of the way. That's a conversational hand grenade right there. That's happening. It's funny, you know. We're not going to argue about the Amazon being on fire or human rights violations. That, you know, there's some of those things that are going on. People don't take that shit very seriously. But by God, you start screwing around with my mayonnaise, and there's going to be hell to pay. I know. I'm just observing. Well, pause. Coming up, your unpopular thought of the program. That's coming up a little bit later on. And then we're going to get into it. The quest for mediocrity. It's sort of like that chicken sandwich, really. It's coming up next right here from Radioland. Don't go away.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
That was amusing. I said, don't go away like you're going to go somewhere after all of that. It's a 30-second spot. I know there's really picky pet podcast people out there that'll sit there and they'll go, hey, he played a commercial. Screw him. It's what kind of helps keep this thing going, quite frankly. It's not like I'm going to sit here and inundate you with ads. I'm sure as shit not going to sit here and run those long-ass, you know, ads that you hear on other shows. I'm unfortunately a subscriber to the podcast subreddit on Reddit. Boy, howdy, some of the things these guys say. Somebody was bitching about, you know, the podcast shows are starting to sound more and more like radio shows. Well, guess what, dickhead? That's because that's what it is. It's just not as radio like. Of course, there's I run two commercials in this show, two commercials and a promo. I do it every week. I've been doing it basically since day one, and that's kind of how that is. We've talked about this before. Moving along here, shifting gears. I'm talking about the quest to mediocrity, which is what I wanted to get into today. Because I remember not too terribly long ago, at risk of sounding like some curmudgeon, I remember not too terribly long ago that people, and to a certain extent some companies, actually cared about what's being laid out for you, what product they're pushing, what service they are offering. Planned obsolescence aside, okay, I get that. You buy a certain product, and then after a while, it falls apart. It's just, which is what they do. Buy an iPhone once, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Any computer, you know, that kind of thing. There was a while that just every 6 months there was a time when you would buy a computer, and I guess to a certain extent maybe not so much anymore, but you would buy a computer and it'd be obsolete by the time you walked out of the store with it. But I'm talking about more mundane things, more everyday things. So there was a time when people gave a shit about a lot of things. Restaurants kind of come to mind. There's a trend amongst restaurants that are now offering, I guess what they, I love it when they go, all our stuff is on this menu is organic. Well, no shit. Everything that you eat is organic. I mean, it's how you, I know I'm splitting hairs here, but organic is organic. It grows from the earth. It's organic. Well, we just don't use pesticides. I gotcha. So there's a chance there's a worm in my apple, but I'm overglossing there. Some of these restaurants are putting out interesting food, and they're charging an interesting amount of money for it. The wife and I were looking at maybe mixing up our routine of restaurants and seeing what's out there. I'm not going to name any names, but there's one of them out there. Because thanks to the internet, I can look at their menu, see if there's anything over there that I like, something I want to sink my teeth into. This one place had a $9 grilled cheese sandwich. That better be a fucking special grilled cheese sandwich if you're charging $9 for that son of a bitch. $15 hamburger. The hell you say? Once again, and it doesn't say anything about the cheese or the meat being overly special. It's just what they're charging for this sort of thing. And I guess there's people that will line up and they go to these places. But if you'll notice, these types of places don't last very long. They really don't. They get going, and they run their course. 3 to 5 years, I think, is on average, and then they just close up. But it's not just restaurants, mind you. It's other things. It's services, companies that are trying to do stuff, trying to be hip and groovy and doing something different and weird, and they just don't last because they don't strive for any type of perfection anymore. Like I said, it used to be you bought something, you spent some money on, and you kind of got what you paid for. For cars are a good example of that. As expensive as they are, it's a major investment. Especially if you're one of the people, those people that buy new. You go, you get the services and all that stuff. But you want, say, a fine German car. I drive a German car. I know. I didn't buy it new. No. You go and you get yourself a German car. You're paying for that German experience, right? You're paying for that German quality. And you kind of get what you pay for it, really. It's a fine ride until something goes off on it. And then you're understanding pretty quickly the real cost of ownership. But we've also seen American cars were notorious for this for a long time. That you'd spend all this money on some American-made car, and it would run for a bit, and then it would just turn to crap. Right, all around you. The seats are falling apart. The knobs are coming off on places on the dashboard. The steering wheel has got a kind of this flaky, weird shit that's coming off of it. You know, the radio quit working. Not that there's anything on it. But still, it's all this little shit that happens. Because people don't put their, they don't put their thought into it. They don't really put their, you know, we want to have the best thing that's out there. And it's become not just expected, I think, from people and companies. It's just, I think we as an audience or as a consumer group have just, we've accepted that. It's like, okay, well, that's just what you're going to get. It's, you know, tough shit. That's all there is to it. You know, I don't understand. I've seen, back to the podcast thing. I've listened to a bunch of shows. Usually about a halfway through. That's right. Unless I'm, there's a couple that I kind of subscribe to, but you know, you're sitting here, you know, listening to something and you could, there's bad quality production. There's people that don't know what they're talking about. It's a bunch of drunks telling inside jokes. And you're sitting there going, why, how is this considered to be proper? You'll watch videos on YouTube, from certain individuals that are producing them for that sweet YouTube money. And the production quality is just atrocious, but we've accepted that because that's just what it is. We turned a blind eye to it. We've seen this in Hollywood, big time movies. Man, the premise is great. They're wonderfully shot, beautifully executed, and it is hamstrung by the writers. How many times have we seen that? Oh, the third act blues. We talked about that before. And then back to the humble chicken sandwich. People that go crazy over Chick-fil-A have got to understand that it's really a pretty shitty sandwich. There's nothing to it. And I know by me saying that to you Chick-fil-A fans out there have probably just either already cut it off or have begun screaming at me over this whole thing. Because how dare you insult my all-time favorite chicken. Bitch, have you really had a chicken sandwich? Have you made one for yourself? Try that sometime. That way you make it the way you want it. And all of a sudden it becomes superior. But in the chicken sandwich game, I mean, there's a bunch of players in there. Serious contenders are the ones I'm talking about here. That Chick-fil-A business got some serious competition from Popeyes over that whole thing. I know this just seems sort of silly, but let's break it down. Popeyes might have a better chicken sandwich. I don't know. I haven't had it. Not gonna either. But out of the two, the best one is still kind of okay. And it doesn't matter which one's the best one. I mean, it's palatable. It's, you could stomach it. But is it really worth going, getting in the car, driving however it is you got to go, putting up with every other asshole on the planet who's thinking the same way you are, got to try it, got to have it, over a sandwich? I know sandwiches are important. I love them as much as the next guy. But there's a certain methodology to it as well. I love making my own. Subway just doesn't cut it for me. But and there are certain places that have a far superior sandwich than others. But when you break it down into these two fast food people and they're battling it out over this whole thing, it's funny to watch the reactions of people as they take this shit way too seriously. I know it's an unpopular thought because when that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. But it seems like it doesn't have to be perfect anymore. You can sit here until the cows come home and talk about how wonderful your product may be. But at the same time, even if it's beating the competition, is it any good if it stood on its own? No. Because nobody really gives a shit. They really don't. We have all been, I guess, brought into the world that it's okay to be okay. Just okay. We put up with a lot of shit because of that. Hello, Comcast. I'm looking at you. Here's the truth. You have to put up with it because it's all you got. you go out to go get your groceries, right? You got choices. You got places you can go. And a lot of them try to be the one-stop shop. That's just kind of how that is. We don't do that. We go to various different places. This particular place is far superior produce than that particular place. Whereas that particular place might have better deals on whatever. And, you know, you pick and choose as you go. The high-end grocery stores like Kroger is a good example. Never been a fan. It just feels like I'm being processed. You know, I go in there and everything looks pretty and nice and all, and it's pricey. And you know, you're part of the equation. You're part of the reason why this thing is happening. You go to the checkout, and there's, 12, I think 14 self-checkouts and like three other registers that are open. My personal thought on that, and I'll be brief about that sort of thing, is that if I have to use a self-checkout, I should get a discount. Seriously, because I don't work for Kroger. I'm not going to work for Kroger. One of the grocery stores that I do frequent is a place called Super Low. And I love that little place. So the employees are part owners of the thing. It's a locally owned and operated type of thing. I've gotten to know the people that work there. They're there for years. And they did. And I said I wouldn't mention them before, but I mentioned them now because I don't give a shit anymore. They put in 4 self-checkouts, and not that many people use them. Some do. I've used it once just because I was in a bit of a rush, and it was sort of the point. But personally, I like to stand in a line and visit with the people that I know that work there. But we just assume that it's okay, that it's fine. This is acceptable behavior to just be okay. I mean, there was a time you wouldn't find a dented can in the vegetable, you know, the canned vegetable area or your canned goods. You wouldn't find a dented can because they'd kick them out. By the way, you shouldn't buy them. It's not an aesthetic thing. There's a legitimate reason. A can that's been compromised, if it's got a dent in it, can develop a pinhole, and that pinhole is big enough for bacteria to get in there and spoil what's in that can. And you're thinking it's all okay and all, but it's actually full of botulism. Yeah, you don't need that. But companies, they look at this and they go, it's dented. Throw it out there. Put it up there. Oh, but by God, we can't have an ugly tomato. Because that just people don't buy ugly fruit, which is dumb. We have to have the pretty fruit. And tomato's a tomato. If it gets cut up and put on a sandwich, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter what form it is right when you get it. So it's oddly shaped. Big deal. I don't have a problem with that at all. And that's why we get into other issues like food waste. But by and large, we have this whole idea of accepted mediocrity. I as a program director for Radio Memphis, I see this on occasion. People will send in music. Some of it is far superior than others, as happens. Some get bonus points because they try really hard and they're working at it. And then some people, a lot of stuff that gets sent in, it just suck. I mean, if I could get away with it, I think it would be a brilliant quasi quote unquote reality show about what it takes to get on the air. And there would be a lot of musicians who get their feelings hurt because it wouldn't happen. They wouldn't get on the air with us. Even if it comes down to, dude, it's just okay. It's not great. You're not setting the world on fire here. You haven't given me something I haven't seen or heard before. That's the trick to showbiz. But a lot of times it's this accepted thing about, okay, this is good enough. This should be fine. And it's in everything. Whether it's in entertainment, whether it's at your grocery store, whether it's the work that we do, wherever it is that you go and live and how you pay your bills, whatever job that you have, it's always just enough. And I know by and large in the private sector, there's all sorts of things. There's sales. There's a lot of it is push and paper. You know, you're taking one form and adding your stink to it and sending it on down the line. And that's the real crux of mediocrity, because even though the corporate guys come in and it's the rah-rah shit. Oh, we're the best thing in the world. Oh, go team. You're not an employee. You're a team member. Oh, fuck you. That's what we're only here for, the paycheck, right? We're only here for the paycheck and the insurance. And that's something else. Insurance is just okay. There's no great insurance plan out there. People think we've been brainwashed to think that we got a super plan. Man, this is great. You know, they pay 70%. 70%, really? So who cops up the other 30? Oh, that would be you. Oh, and what was your deductible again? But it's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. And how much are they taking out of your check each time it comes around to pay for that? But we have to have that because that's what we've been told. And we have to accept these things because that's where we're at. And there's no other alternatives. There's no reason to rise above the expected reality of people. Boy, howdy, what would happen if people stood up and said, you know, I take pride in what I do or say or think or create. And away we go. I need to retract a little bit on that, on the whole thing, because I said the word create. Because most artists, whether it's, and I'm saying most, not all of them, but most artists strive for perfection. They tend to do that. Not just musically, but I'm talking about like physical art, like paintings and sculptures. Writers, well, a good number of them do pretty well. Some of them, they just phone it in because it's, oh, this is good enough to go. But you tend to run into more artists that actually will, you know, think hard and long about what it is that they're doing. Hard and long. But we've, like I said, we've gone to this whole thing about it's okay to be okay. And I'm saying it's not. Now, we got a lot on our plate, don't we? We got a lot of things going on. Automation's taking all of our jobs away. Taxes keep going up. Where's the tax cut? We didn't get help. Food prices have gone up. Living is hard. Life is tough. People are scared. People are, you know, when they're not consumed by their job, they're consumed by their social media and their status therein. That's, I don't think that's a very cool way to look at things, but that's just it. And because of all of that, we have put our strive for any type of perfection over here on a shelf. This show, notwithstanding, there's a lot I need to do with this. Namely, I got to get a new board. This one's a little noisy. But, you know, and I'm upgrading equipment as I go, and I'm doing it as I can. But I do try and strive for perfection in some way, shape, or another. You just do that. At least that's the way I feel. Instead of just, this'll do. This'll get it done. Kinda. Nobody will give a shit. Whatever. And you're right, with that kind of attitude, you are absolutely correct. If you go into that, you go into this world, you go into your day with the whole notion that nobody's going to give a shit, guess what? They're not. Just don't. So when you're in that drive-thru, for whatever reason it possessed you to go there and to try out the new chicken sandwich on the block and see if it's any good or better than the old chicken sandwich on the block, and you look at those, let's just look at one versus the other. The better one is still just okay.
It's summertime, and Wizards has all your outdoor fun covered. Memphis' number one alternative smoke and vape shop is your CBD headquarters, but they're not just a CBD or smoke shop. Novelty t-shirts, hats, sunglasses, and more. New stuff in the store every day. Woodwick candles, silver jewelry, tapestries and candles, and really cool backflow incense burners. Great deals throughout the store. $19.99 Madison Avenue, open 10 to 10, 7 days a week. Online at memphiswizards.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related material.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Yeah, it's like living in a complete state of fear all the damn time. You know what I mean? Because everywhere we go, there's something that says, oh, you shouldn't do this because it'll kill you. Don't do that because it's going to make you sick. iPhones, mobile phones, the amount of radiation these things put out. Has anybody ever died from a brain tumor that was a result of using a constant cell phone? Huh? I don't think so. I certainly don't care. It must be awful to live under that type of fear. I see it a lot, especially, of course, in the political realm when people talk about well, there's this, this, and blah, 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 says that, that, that. And you wonder, how is it that you're able to survive? Because you're afraid to go anywhere or do anything for fear of somebody going to inflict their religious or political beliefs onto you that's just going to offend your very senses or sensibility for that matter. Oh, please, stop it. Be yourself. Grow the fuck up.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
There you go. You heard what's coming up next time on the program. Tonight, if you're catching this show before 8 p.m. Central Time, get on over to radio-memphis.com at 8 o'clock, and you'll catch the Booze and Blues. That's right. Tonight, it is R.L. Boyce in the studio. And by tonight, I mean that today, the 25th of August, it's a Sunday. This one, this show is produced anyway. So anyway, that's all happening on the device, radio-memphis.com on any device. And if you're listening to this show, you can get that one. And it's live. It's uncensored. It's fun. You never know what's uncensored. Like that's a thing anymore. But there it is. That's all tonight. R.L. Boyce. He's Grammy nominated, you know. That he is. So there. Before I get on out of here, though, I do have an unpopular thought. This is a new thing I've been trying out. I don't know how it's going. But here it is for this time out. The unpopular thought, bacon ain't all that. It's not even that good. It'll kill you. That stuff will kill you. Oh, but I love the taste of bacon. No, you think you do. If you've gone away from it for a while, you'd realize you haven't really missed it. The interesting thing about bacon is that when somebody's cooking it in the house, everybody knows it. It's not a stealthy food. It really isn't. So, you know, I know people go crazy for that stuff. I don't get it. Bacon and coffee, the two substances that are worshipped more by human beings than any other thing on the planet. I've never understood, or at least by Americans. Not so much in other countries, that's for sure. Right. So there you go. I'm done. I'm out of here. And the next time, in the meantime, please take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And we'll do it all again. For God's sake, stop shooting each other. Okay. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.